New technologies and the expansion of America's 24 alphabet intelligence agencies has created a global corporate system of surveillance, infringing on the rights of people both at home and abroad. The sometimes violent reaction of foreign populations to U.S. spying and military adventures only ensures endless conflicts and wars. But this also ensures endless profits for the war industries owned by globalists, which may be the real objective. Such massive surveillance concerns many citizens on both ends of the political spectrum. What has been touted by government officials as a means to protect us has slowly been transformed into a surveillance state being used to protect the government and the people who control it from any public rebellion. As the major mainstream media today is under the domination of a mere handful of multinational corporations, there will be little investigation of the potential dangers of surveillance, and what reporting there is will likely be mere assurances that spy programs are for our protection. Critics are concerned that such surveillance may be used to identify and round up dissidents when government policies and the economy reach a breaking point. Ironically enough, such intrusive surveillance and security methods apparently apply only to honest, tax-paying Americans, not to lawbreakers. In mid-2014, the National Border Patrol Council, NBPC, revealed that many of the thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the Texas-Mexico border were being allowed to bypass TSA scrutiny and board and fly commercial airliners and buses by simply presenting an easily faked government document. Illegals caught entering the USA are issued an application for asylum and for withholding of removal form, I-862, from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, referring them to an immigration judge at some future date. This form can be used for identification purposes. "This just adds insult to injury," complained Hector Garza, a spokesman for NBPC's Local 2455. "Not only are we releasing unknown illegal aliens onto American streets, but we are allowing them to travel commercially using paperwork that could easily be reproduced or manipulated on any home computer. The I-862 Notice to Appear form has no photo. Anyone can make one and manipulate one. We do not know who these people are. We often have to solely rely on who they say they are, where they say they came from, and the history they say they have. We know nothing about most of them." Modern America can truly be described as a nation more and more closely matching the nightmarish Big Brother world of Orwell, complete with cameras and listening devices in both public places and private homes. Personal privacy appears to be a thing of the past, as more than a year after Snowden revealed the controversial practice of monitoring telephone calls, U.S. intelligence agencies continue attempting to extend their bulk collection of American telephone records. In June 2014, the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, for the fifth time approved a request from the NSA that allowed the agency a 90-day extension on its collection of metadata.